So Yasin Damon hails from Grassy Park in Cape Town. He's been spinning and drifting for over 12 years as a natural petrol head. He grew up supporting his uncle in his drag racing. He saw the motorsport for the first time in high school and has been hooked ever since. What he loves about spinning and drifting is the culture. It's just a different breed and the adrenaline is nonstop, he says. He also loves the support shown by family and fans. Tell us about drifting as a sport, Yasin.
So drifting, there's no way of really explaining it. There's only a feeling and a way of seeing it. Like I can describe it to you in 10 different ways, but it doesn't do justice. Eh? You need to be at the events and see the events and experience the events.
Yeah, I stumbled on one such event in Mossel Bay. I just get the sense it's finding traction everywhere.
Yeah, so spinning and drifting are two of the biggest and fastest growing motorsport in South Africa now at the moment, especially spinning. It's taken over all over from Johannesburg to Cape Town to, you know, PE, Durban, Kimberley, all over. Everywhere you go, if you speak about spinning, there will be a place for you to go and watch.
Yasin Damon on the line. Now tell us the difference between drifting and spinning.
So spinning has evolved quite tremendously compared to how it was back in the day. Back in the day, they used to do it for high schools to raise funds, spin on a pitch, you know, to be your first reverse, no changing of second gear and stuff like that. And it's evolved in a way that it's actually on a competition level now, and it's seen as a legal sport now, whereby they put out a course, a track layout, sort of, so to say, a play park, and they ask you to enjoy yourself and play with your car and have fun. And, you know, they start scoring you, actually, and the crowd starts entertaining with you. And then you get the stunt factor of it as well, where you jump out of the car and the car is spinning on its own. And you're doing your stunts to entertain the crowd and grab their scoring side of it as well. And spinning, I don't even know how to explain it really, but the biggest difference between the two is the speed. So drifting has got clipping points, angle, entry speed, quite a bit of stuff. Drifting becomes very, very technical compared to the spinning side of things. And I do both. so I do both, and I'm one of the big names in both. I mean, I've been driving both Red Bull Shy Motor for the spinning and Car Park Drift for the drifting as well. And, you know, if I had to choose between the two, I wouldn't be able to, because it's both so entertaining and so adrenaline pushing.
We out of time, unfortunately, but I want to know about the Red Bull Car Park Drift. You are looking to compete. You are looking to win. Just how significant is this competition?
So it's the big one. Eh? It's one of the biggest in South Africa now at the moment, because it's a world qualifier. If you win this event, you go to, I think it's Qatar for the world final.
Wow.
And we've been pushing hard, lots of hours, lots of money, lots of time, lots of blood and sweat into the car to get it ready. So I leave on the 12th and the competition is on the 15th. So all fingers crossed.
And where is this competition, Yasin?
It's being held in Durban at the Suncoast Casino.
So this will see the best drifters in the country come together. You're going to be fighting it out. One of you going to go to Qatar then for an international competition.
Yeah, hopefully I get to bring it home to Cape Town this year.
Yeah, not hopefully, you must. And we'll have the conversation again. Yasin, thank you for this introduction to drifting. All the best at the Red Bull Car Park Drift in Durban. And, of course, your ambitions beyond that as well. Good luck, my bra.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate you and everything. Eh?
Cool, man. It's 10:30.